Hello everybody, my name is Kata and I am a third year PhD at Haapaniemi Lab. And today I have the privilege to be talking to our newest addition to the lab, Karoliina. Karoliina started her PhD on November last year, December 2022. And now she is starting her project at our lab. And without further ado, I thought that I would give you the opportunity, Karoliina, to introduce yourself. And could you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your science background and what your PhD project here at the lab is about?
Yes, so my name is, of course, Karoliina. So just to kind of briefly say who I am and stuff, I am originally from Norway, but I'm half Polish as well. My academic background is from Sweden. So I have my bachelor's and master's from Linköping University in Sweden. I did medical biology, or biomedicine, I guess you would say, in Linköping University. And then I also did my master's thesis in Gothenburg University. So I worked a lot with microelectrode arrays and neural stem cells or neurons and differentiation protocols and basically stem cells. And then I had this research assistant job at the Gothenburg University where I worked with induced pluripotent stem cells, and I essentially worked with gene therapy there using CRISPR-Cas9.
That's wonderful. And what is your project now going to be about at Haapaniemi Lab?
So currently, the idea is, I guess, that I will be working with hematopoietic stem cells. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's in the gene therapy field because that's what we do here in this lab. So the idea is that this is going to be a translational project. Mm-hmm. So we want to be kind of focused on good manufacturing practice, so GMP. And of course, this is very important for the industry. I guess the idea is that we edit and optimize the hematopoietic stem cells for allogenic and then autologous transplantation.
That's really wonderful. And I see a lot of similarity between our projects. So I'm now obviously getting a bit towards the end of my PhD, but in my project, this focused in the T cells, so doing very similar things, and now getting to the point where another person in the future can take up with the GMP. So I can totally see the really excitement in the project that you are taking. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I was wondering, since you are in fact the third person in our lab who came to a PhD with prior experience in the industry, and I am one of those people as well, and before I started my PhD, I worked for a couple of years in Big Pharma, and it really changed me as a scientist and probably as a person as well. And I was just wondering, to hear a bit more about your experiences from the industry before you started. Was there any surprises compared to academia? And more importantly, do you find that your work now as a PhD student has maybe changed, the way you relate to science or your project or your experiments, because of the industrial experience that you had?
Yeah, I mean, not to go too deep into details, but it definitely has. I actually never thought that I would go into the industry, to be honest, because my initial plan was to actually do a PhD
immediately,
but that doesn't really work that way.
Yeah,
sometimes. But yeah, I think it was a very good experience in many ways. I think I grew a lot. I learned a lot of new things. I know what to expect. Potentially after my PhD, maybe I will go into the industry. You just don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
And I think now I know what to expect. And I think also how you plan things and how you schedule things. You learn all of this there, whereas in academia, things are a little bit more
chaotic
all over the place. So it is very different. It is kind of similar, but it's different in many ways. So if I would like recommend something to young academics, I would say definitely do try out to, you know, like at least a year in the industry. It's very
That was my experience as well. Like for me, it was a bit different because I, after my master's, I didn't want to do a PhD. I was like, I'm done with academia. And but then the challenge is that at the moment, and I think it still is, that it's not so easy to get your foot into the industry, especially if we are now talking about Oslo. Like I worked in a different country, I was in Switzerland, but getting into the pharma or biotech is not that easy. And so it's of course easier said than done than just like, oh, students just go to the industry. But I do think that it's a really valuable experience, and maybe you end up finding that you want to stay in academia after that. And for me, I think it was the opposite, that I love the industry a lot, and then hopefully after I'm done with my PhD, like I will find one or the other way to get back into some kind of an industrial project. But it's definitely can change your experience of how you relate to work. And for me, it, like, I completely resonate with what you said about the like becoming a bit more structured and organized, and so I feel that way as well. And but maybe on top of that, there's also like enjoying this applied nature of a project, like wanting to develop, wanting to optimize things, and wanting to have an actual application that somebody else can use. And
yeah, definitely. I think this was also a big part of what was so interesting to me with the industry, you know, that because when you are in the academic world, it's kind of you don't see the end product, you know.
Yeah.
Just you do things and then you hope for the best, and you know, you may or may not publish, hopefully you will.
Yeah.
But in the industry, it's like, you know, that anything you do is actually doing something.
Yeah. And finally, I also feel like in the industry, things, of course, because of the financial aspects, like things are a bit more dynamic. So a lot of and academics will not like this, of course, but like in industry, you kind of start and end projects quite dynamically if they don't work. And I was really liking that, but I could also see a person who's like, that is my baby, that project is everything to me, and I don't want to end it here. But I myself really enjoyed this kind of like changing environment quite a bit. But now that you are in your PhD, and you have officially started, and I see you working a lot in the lab, and I was wondering, like, since your PhD will be around 3 to 4 years, as they are in Oslo, and I was wondering if you could tell us, like, how you would want to grow in these next 3 years, both maybe scientifically, but also personally. Like, PhD is a journey, and I'm interested in hearing your perspectives on that.
Yeah, so what I am hoping to do is, of course, learning new things. I guess that's like the main thing everyone kind of wants, I believe. But also, I think having a project, like a baby, of course, that is yours, that you can take from the beginning to the end and actually see that you have published something. Mm. I think that's something that I really want to do.
Seeing something come to fruition, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. But also I think, you know, you hear so many stories about people doing their PhDs. It's like, some have good stories and many people have a little bit of a mixed story, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, I just want to see and kind of be able to grow from that. You know, I'm not saying that doing a PhD is traumatic, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
It can be.
It can be. But, you know, it's, any trauma that you kind of have in life, it's a potential of, you know, growing with that too. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something negative. You can take and make it into whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so true. And I think for me, I'm seeing this story change quite a bit. Like when I started my PhD, I was so kind of motivated in being very efficient and getting it done, and that's all very good. But now I'm also seeing like other parts that, I mean, of course I always wanted to learn a lot of scientific method and become more established as a scientist, but now there's also a lot of these kind of more evolved questions for me, like how to kind of defend your work and how to how to be in leadership, for example. And this is something that I have no experience in, but it's something that I'm thinking about. Like, how would it be to, for example, supervise another PhD student? And some kind of like different themes are coming, but I see that every year it looks different to me. Like
it changes.
It changes. And yeah. I think many people could relate to that who have PhD, that the story changed for them as well. But I think that the journey in this lab is worth it. And I think that those really like horrible examples that we sometimes hear about them, and I think that the likelihood in that type of experience in this lab is very low. But unfortunately, these experiences, of course, they still happen globally. I think it's good that we talk about them as well.
Yeah, I think this is the most important thing, you know, like to kind of acknowledge that it does happen and it probably will happen, but we need to be talking about it and speaking up.
You know? Definitely. Especially before these kind of like foundational changes in academia, for example, are coming in. And that's a whole another topic, and we will not have time to cover that. But I think that, you know, like slowly but surely, we will get to like a better place. And since there might be people in the audience who are thinking about doing a PhD or are about to defend their master thesis and are kind of young, and in the place that you are right now in your career and your project, like, would you have one piece of advice that you would want to give to a person who's thinking about whether or not to do a PhD?
I mean, I probably have many pieces of advice, to be honest, but I think maybe the most important one is to really know what you want to do, you know? Or know what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because many people start their PhDs often straight, you know, right after their master's.
And then
oftentimes they think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it, or they quit in the middle and they're miserable, you know, because it might have not been the best idea for them. And that's not like a bad thing, you know. It doesn't mean that we all need to do a PhD. It doesn't make sense, and it's not true. Yeah. Just because you have a PhD, you're not a better person all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Or smarter. It doesn't mean that either.
No, it definitely
not. So I think just do what you feel is right to you.
Yeah.
And know what you want to do.
I completely agree with you. And my advice would be something very similar to yours, that don't do a PhD as a default. Like, maybe you did your master's thesis in a lab and they're like, oh, you could maybe continue as a PhD in our lab. And if that doesn't resonate with you, then start thinking about other things. And I think what was common to both of us was that after the master's, we did something else. Like, we still were in science, and I think that time was really good for both of us. But we took that time and did some questioning and really kind of got the chance to develop and see other environments. And I think especially like seeing different research environments in your early days is so important. Like, if you can afford, like, go abroad, try to get some scholarships, try to see other academic environments than just the one that you have committed to since your bachelor's. So, but then I think after like careful consideration, it's you can make an educated choice and have like a smoother, better journey for the PhD.
Absolutely. And just to like add on that, just because you have a very miserable situation in like during your master thesis or whatever, like, it doesn't mean that when you do your PhD it's going to be miserable either, you know. It doesn't mean that either, so don't be scared to do a PhD, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's also something to be clear of, you know, like, don't be scared.
Exactly. Yeah, and in the PhD you have more room to, if you are lucky and you are in a lab that allows a little bit of kind of freedom, you can actually have a lot of influence over how your daily life and how your project is going to look like. Maybe you didn't have that agency when you were doing your master thesis, but in the PhD you most often you have some kind of agency, and this can be a huge positive impact for anybody starting their own project.
Absolutely.
But it was such a pleasant conversation to have, and I hope to pick up on the topic with you in another episode, and hopefully a person or people who are listening to this might find something that gives them some thoughts.
Thank you so much. It was so lovely to be here with you.
Thank you so much.